Call of the Day with Brandon Tierney and Sal Licata on The Fan.
All right, today's Call of the Day brought to you by Volvo Cars Ramsey. Finding the Volvo you want is easy at Volvo Cars Ramsey, and by Edison Heating and Cooling, New Jersey's heating experts. Chris is up in Connecticut. What's happening, Chris? How you doing?
So this is the year for the Red Foxes, BT. They play St. John's in the tourney. Who are you going for?
Oh, my God. My alma mater or St. John's. You know, I saw this on the screen, and I thought you might go there. A win for St. John's in the tournament does more for my life professionally than because then I'd be calling games, and I'd be there. It would just be different. I'd have to say St. John's. I'm sorry, Chris. Sorry.
All right.
Are you disappointed with that? You are disappointed, aren't you?
I'm with UBT. We're similar years. I'm still haunted by the 4-point play at home, that game that they should have. That was the year.
I was there.
So
I was at the game.
I was there too.
Well, how are you going to hit me with that question? Like, St. John's and Marist are finally both amazing, and that's what I'm going to get hit with. Who do you want to win?
Hey, which kid do you like more?
Depends what we're doing. There you go, the call of the day. You know, it's funny, too. I didn't get into it there. It just hit me. And he referenced that 4-point play. Trust me, I know that nobody cares, you know, about what happened in whatever 1996 or whatever year it was, 95 or whatever it was, at Marist. I get that. But I just have to tell you this real quick aside. So, Hoff, imagine this, dude. We are, the way the conference works is, especially for a smaller Division I, like mid-major, which Marist is, very good academic school, basketball's having a good year, you know, but yeah, you know, you're not Kentucky, you're not UConn, you're not St. John's this year, you know, it is what it is, the basketball profile. So you're very rarely on TV. Anyway, the conference back then, now everybody's on TV, but the winner of the conference would play the championship game on ESPN. And like, that was a big deal, because then you go to the game, you're on TV, they're college students, right? He mentioned the 4-point play. Now, I'm going the next day, I think. It was either the next day or 2 days on my baseball trip from Marist, like down to get our brains beaten in, like North Carolina, NC State, Duke. We're just going down there. We're sacrificial lambs. We're getting whacked, man. Everybody we're playing is ranked. We come back basically winless, but we start our season, right? 10-hour bus ride, playing cards, having a dip. Just awesome, but we just didn't win. Long story short, I had a keg party set up for after that game before we went away. And we're on the baseline getting ready. It's the quarterfinal game. I think it was FDU, getting ready to storm the court, and we're up by 4 with, like, maybe 9 seconds left. This kid from FDU drills a 3 in the corner, gets fouled, and 1-4-point play, goes to overtime, we lose. And we would have hosted the championship game the next night. So that's what he means by the 4-point play.
That's a heartbreaker.
And we were all on the baseline, even though it wouldn't have been the championship, like me and five guys I played ball with, like, we're, you know, already got a couple beers in us. We're already snuck a few things in. Like, we're ready to just jump on the court because we're buddies with all the guys on the team. Danny Basil from St. Ray's, Alan Tomedy. We know Kareem Hill, all these guys. We'd hang out with them. And we lost up 4 with like 9 seconds to go. We go to overtime. That's the play. Yikes. All right. 888-808-1019. Let me get, how about Jimmy in Warren County? Jim, what's going on, bud? How you doing?
What's up, BT? How you doing, bro?
I'm good, Jim. What's going on, dude?
Oh, man, you're killing me today.
With?
Dude, with the songs. You know how Sal is. He's always yelling. He's got passion.
Yeah.
He's a hip-hop guy.
Yep.
Tupac, All Eyes on Me.
Yeah, that's a great
perfect
one.
Bro.
That's a good one. That's the song Changes was on that album, right? Changes.
Yeah. Can I throw one more thing out there?
Yeah, go ahead. Go ahead for it. Go ahead. Yep.
Die Hard Giants fans, let's go Chiefs.
There you go. Hey, listen, finally somebody said it. Yeah, there you go, Jimmy. There you go, dude. Yeah, you got to be rooting tooth and nail for Kansas City. Well, the Giants, I mean, I don't want to take a swerve here, but like the Giants' future is just, it's hazy. I mean, so is the Jets, but at least there's an energy around the Jets. I don't know. Just who's playing quarterback for the Giants? The division's a beast. Jaden Daniels is going to be an issue forever. Philly's really good. Saquon doing what he's doing. You know, if Dable and Shane don't win this year, they're both going to be gone. It's just, ugh. Let me get Alex in East Quag. Alex, what's happening?
How you doing, man?
I'm good.
I'll tell you, whatever points I was going to give you for Brown-Eyed Girl were destroyed by you including wussly stuff like hungry eyes.
I love
an
that.
Eye
it's
in the sky.
About Kenny Carman. I
Let
like
me
it.
Tell you, you left off one of the greatest rock anthems of all time for a show that comes out of commercials with AC/DC here and there. You left off Behind Blue Eyes by The Who, one of the all-time great anthems.
Well, for you,
you got to have that off for Hungry Eyes. I'm glad I didn't go to high school with you, man.
Well, listen, Alex, do yourself a favor, dude. Start a podcast and play whatever music you want. And you know what's funny? I know you're a big Knicks guy too. You call all the time. Thanks for the call. Come on. I always joke around. I'm in my musical time warp. Like if I can have a rotation of Guns N' Roses, AC/DC, Billy Joel, the Beastie Boys, Eminem, like three or four, like in that genre, I would. The Stones, even though the Stones are earlier than that, Def Leppard for sure. I was never a big Who guy. I just never got into the Who. I know, Pinball Wizard. I mean, I got a few of their songs on my thing. I get it. But, I just don't love. What is Hurley? What is he texting me here? See, this is irresponsible by our boss. He knows I'm going to read this because I'm not going to talk about it tomorrow. And he says, let me see, his boy Tommy D from Comac weighs in. He says, BT's leaving In Your Eyes by Peter Gabriel. That's the one. In your eyes, the light, the heat. That
in
one.
In your eyes.
Oh.
There you go.
I'm incomplete. Is Sacrilegious. He says, that's one of his boys. I wrote back. I go, that's a soft one. That stinks. And he goes, and Hungry Eyes isn't. I don't know. Anyway, I guess you look at this and it's obviously subjective and you have a little fun and you're going to miss some obvious ones. What do you want me to listen? I'm not going to nail every song. Troy's down in Virginia. What's up, Troy?
Hey, brother. Listen, every day down here, big Yankee fan. Yes. I've wanted to call you 100 times.
All
and
right.
I can't believe this is my first phone call to you.
That's
you got
awesome.
The wrong Alan Parsons Project song.
Well, first of all,
thanks
for making the call. Now, light me up. Talk
it's
to
serious.
Me. What? What's going on?
No, the song is called Sirius. Sirius.
Okay. Yeah. No, I figured that out. I didn't know that. I honestly thought it was just one song with a long instrumental. I'm like, come on, get to the good stuff. This is boring.
Yeah, that was the Bulls. Announced everybody in the Bulls, yeah.
Oh, I know.
So what do you think our chances are, theoretically, realistically, this year?
I think the Yankees are, I said this before, Troy. Well, I've given my, what is yours? You know, this is the first time you call. Let me give you a little space. What do you think with the Yankees
well, thank
are going
you,
in?
Thank you.
Yeah. What do you think?
I take a lot of beating from my New York Yankee friends because I'm okay with not having the third base filled to start the season because I think we're going to kick royal butt in the American League. And as long as we pick up a third baseman at the trade deadline, I think we've got a great chance in October.
Yeah, I mean, listen, Troy, they closed up a lot of deficiencies. And by the way, man, thanks for making that call. I don't know what took you so long, but thanks, Troy. Good talking to you.
Thank you.
You got it, buddy. Yeah, I mean, we keep fixating on third base, obviously, because, me and Sal asked Boone about Jazz, and right now he thinks Jazz is going to start the season at second. That doesn't mean that if a very good second baseman becomes available that you can't shift. I mean, I'm not saying you really want to yo-yo Jazz Chisholm all over the field, back and forth, 2 years in a row. But you could if it's a better fit. It makes you more complete, makes you better defensively. I just think the Yankees are really good. I think, and now, I mean, listen, there's different degrees of belief in Carlos Rodon. I'm not saying if he takes the baseball in the playoff game, I'm like, all right, well, good to go. No, I don't believe that. But I do believe if he's healthy enough to make 30, 32 starts, that of the 30 starts, 80%, maybe a little bit more, are going to give his team, he's going to give his team a real chance to win. And guess what? That's only going to be increased by the fact that now he drops down a spot in the rotation and is going against, in theory, a worse pitcher than he's really ever gone against in his life. Because right now it's got to be Cole, it's Fried, it's Heel, and it's Rodon, and it's Schmidt. I mean, that is, those five arms are lights out. And if you didn't like Weaver, of course everybody liked Weaver in the closer's role when he took over, but if you didn't believe in Weaver maybe moving forward, well, guess what? You don't have to. Now Weaver can come into the eighth inning, and now you got Devin Williams, Pete Alonso jokes aside, So, I mean, and you've got Loaisiga back for a 1-year deal. Who's electric? I just think they're going to catch it. I think they're going to hit. Yeah. I wish they had all this plus Soto. They don't. And they don't need Soto with all that they've done to get back to the World Series or at least get back to the playoffs. They don't. And they're going to have plenty of space. I think one of the big differences, first of all, I think the Yankees 1 through 25, 26 is better right now than the Mets. I do. But I think one of the challenges for the Mets where, you know, I don't know how long, and maybe I'm wrong because I was wrong about the Mets last year, so it's possible it happens again. And I think they'll be competitive, but I don't think they're better than the Braves right now in Philly or the Dodgers or the Padres, although if the Padres keep getting rid of guys, that would change. The point is the Yankees are going to have more room, more time to figure out who they are and, more importantly, what deficiency they've got to address. Whereas with the Mets, because the Yankees division and the American League just isn't as good as the NL. Whereas the Mets might not have that freedom and that latitude to just kind of wait and wait and wait. Because if you wait too long, you might be in third place in the division in July. And you might not be able to recover. I'm not trying to go all gloom and doom. Again, I love what the Mets are doing. I'd like to see them resolve the Pete Alonso stuff because I think they need him. Even though I don't love him as a player. It's ridiculous. It's not done yet. But yeah, I've got very high hopes for the Yankees. Absolutely. Dominguez is huge. He's got to play well. Volpe, I've discussed, got to play well. Austin Wells, you know I like him. All right, guys, have an outstanding rest of your day. Is he back to planet Earth? Where's Evan? Still high? We got Evan and Tiki coming up next. Enjoy the Thursday, the boys. Next, we'll see you tomorrow on The Fan. Bye-bye.